Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. You know, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. You can't go there by the house because it ain't clean. I want to thank and praise God for all things today. I want to thank and praise God for prophecy. Invite me to come over on her page today. I just thank and praise God for her. Just open up her line for me to be there today. And I want to thank you just taking time out on your business schedule to be with me also. We want to thank and praise God for the apostle around. Oh, my God. They're going to have a blowout Tuesday night, y'all. We'll get the announcement over to you. You got to get carried away. They're going to be on Tuesday night. Don't forget to call your neighbor, call your friend, and tell them to come in and listen at the show. Baby, they're going to have Filipino pepper on everybody else on there. They're going to put the devil on the run. You know, people can't stand this and hot too long. Oh, if it ain't, if you can't stand, you ought to get out of the kitchen. Oh, and don't forget Sunday out there. Prophet Martha William, they're going to be on number one first. Then Elaine Jackson coming on second. Don't forget the mama and spirit. Monday morning. Girl, you got to go to work. Huh? Pray God for your job. God, someone don't have a job. And at the 2 minute clip, $25. You got more than that, $25. My God, you gave that to the dog, man. Oh. Thank God for all things. I want to thank you for just for being with me today. Just a few minutes. We ran into a little bit of trouble, but that's okay. God going to have his way today. I'm telling you, he is going to mainline. All we need, we call him up and tell him just what you want. Call him up and tell him just what you want. You can't get God blessed and walk out Monday. Let me tell you right quick what book we're going to. We're going to Book of St. John. Oh, you done heard once before. St. John, we're going to start the first verse going on about, maybe around the 16th verse. We're going to do that. But let me say it again. I just thank her, just prophet William, Martha William, for opening up her line. Let me get on her line just for a few minutes. I ain't always long, because I know you got to cook that steak and all that kind of good stuff. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for all things in Jesus' name. Realize, great God, you are. All things are possible for those who just believe. We want to thank you all for another day that you have kept us. January of 2017. 7 days in the month, Lord, and we said thank you. Thank you for the ups and we thank you for the downs. Lord, we said thank you. We thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You know, she be in St. John about now. We ain't going to hold you on. Maybe now. If it's the will of the Lord, we may take a few calls at the end of the teaching, okay? John said in the book, this is the book of John, yes ma'am, yes sir, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. We're going to move on. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. We're going to move on. Oh God, what a time, what a time. I go to repay a place for you. If I go and repay a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be there also. And where I goes, ye knows, and the way ye knows. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not where the other goes, and how can we know the way? My great God, we're going to move on. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man is coming unto the Father but by me. If you have known me, you should have known my Father also. Move on. Henceforth, you know him and have not seen him. From henceforth, you know him and have not seen him. That's what it said. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and suffer us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long a time with you, and ye have not known me? He who has seen me has seen the Father. No different. Let's move on. How do you say then, show us the Father? How do you say then, show us the Father? We better move on. Do you not believe not that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, been born with a price, but the Father who dwelleth in me does the work. Obedience. Believe in me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. One. I else believe on me for the work, for the very work's sake. For the very work's sake, believe on me. Then 12th verse said, Bella, Bella, I said unto you, how he who believeth on me, the work that I do, the work that I do shall he do also. Greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Oh, I'm going to move on. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, I will do, if you live right. We better move on. We're coming back. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. That the Father might be glorified in the Son. Mm-hmm. If you should ask anything in my name, again, I will do it. 6:15 verse says, if ye love me, look at here, keep my commandment. Oh, God. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comfort. He may abide with you forever. Okay, the 17th verse. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither know him. But you know him. He dwells with you, and ye shall be in you. He dwells with you and shall be in you. 17 verse. We're coming back. Thank God for the scripture. Because everything ain't coming in this house. Oh, God. And the thought that came to me, let me give you the topic of the semester. Jesus said to me and to the whole world that I am the way. Do you believe it? Do you believe that? Do you believe that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life? Do you believe that? Do you believe that Jesus is the way? Do you believe that Jesus is the way? Do you believe that Jesus is the way? He said, in my Father's house. Scripture just read. Many mentions. And he also said, let not your heart be troubled. You hide out in Jesus, in the word of God. You don't have the worries. You won't. Pains, your disagreements, you push back in the corners. God said, well, let not your heart be troubled. Believe also in me. Who is me? Jesus. We don't believe in Jesus. Do you believe that he is the way? Do you believe that Jesus is the way? Oh, God, I figure. Do you believe that Jesus is the way? He said, in my Father's house, many mansions. Oh, everybody ain't going to this house. Because right down here is a dressing up room. Are you planning on getting dressed up? Are you planning on preparing yourself to go into this room? Are you preparing yourself to dress up in this room? My great God. Mm. And y'all said, I'm going to send you a comforter. We need a comforter at this particular time in this troubled world. Troubled time. We need comforter. You cannot get the comfort that we need, the joy that we need, the peace that we need. From this world, trouble is everywhere. And on every hand, pray for those that spice to use you, your enemies, sisters and your brothers, those that you don't know. In my Father's house, some men mention. Everybody ain't going there to that Father's house. He got to repair a praise for those that believe. I don't know, do you believe? That he said, I am the way, the truth. In the life, do you believe? Last week I talked about prayer change. Oh, God, I feel like running. But like prayer changes things. Oh, I said, no, in the house, There's joy in the house. Peace in the house. You can step in this house unclean, unworldly, doing hypocrite thing, worldly stresses, shaking down with all kind of sin, shaking down with all kind of ways, shaking down with all kind of misusing. Got people standing before God, people that unclean. Can I go into the house of the Lord? Not the real house, the house that the Father have repaired through His Son. Oh God, I said thank you. In the Father's house of many mansions, you have no worry in the house, Father's house. When you sell out to Jesus, you have no worry, no pains. But He said, in this world, this troublesome world that we're living in now, you're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. You will have some disagreement, but they mistreated Him and they rejected Him on every hand, in every corner, in every hand. But I found out that Jesus was the head of the cornerstone in my Father's house. Oh, great God of Zion. There's love, peace, and happiness in the Father's house. Oh, God. God have called those that He have chosen, peculiar people, and repaired this house for those that love Him. Do you love Him? Do you believe God? Do you believe Him? Do you believe Him? He is an eternity life. I said, there's that room down here. Oh, great God. Prayer changed thing, y'all. The only time to pray for your own family. But pray for those that you don't even know. Get a hangout party with Jesus. You can't invite everybody in the hangout party because they don't have the spirit of the living God within you and in them. Spirit that contributes to the will of God. It cannot go into the house of God that He repaired for His people that love Him. Say He was going to repair a place for them. Them who? That love Him, huh? Them that sold out, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, Caution said, seek. Colossians told me one time, said, seek. The book of Colossians said, seek those things which are above. Then I won't be troubled. Then I won't be worried. Then we're broken down. There was a minute time when you had what you had, you walked away from it. You got just what you wanted. And on the package, it said, straight. From the devil. Oh, crazy God of mine. You ain't going in this house, huh? Do you believe? Do you believe that God can make ways out of no ways? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's the bread of life. My great God, the living bread. The word of God is the bread of life. Spring of everlasting. Jeremiah said, well, just like fire shut up in my bones, you could go into the house of the Lord, that He repaired for you. Evildoers cannot entertain in this house. They got repaired for those that love Him. It's a big room, heaven room, heavenly room. Nobody never been there and come back and told us how it looks. But you just imagine it in your mind. What a beautiful gold city. Oh, great God. My great God. Beautiful city that you have prepared for those that He have predestinated. That He had loved from the beginning of the world, chosen you out of darkness, but you slipped back because knock, knock on the door. Oh, quick talk. He knocked on the door and you open up. Said straight from the devil, huh? Do you believe? When I believe a man named Jesus, you know, I wanted to go to a note search about, it's a new sheriff is about to hit your city. Oh, great God. This sheriff don't pray. But He give life to the blind. We didn't teach that tonight. We didn't teach that today. But in my Father's house are many mansions. You have your own room. Every day going to be like Sunday. Zion's songs going to be sung. Lifting up Jesus and praying for all the time. Church every day and every night. You never get tired and never get weary. My daughter that went home with Jesus said, Mama, stop worrying about me. You told me I was in God's hand. I'll see you one day when I go home. Oh, my great God, my great God. I feel your help. I feel your help. If you live right, you can dwell in this house that God repaired for those that love Him. Do you believe? Oh, God, do you believe? Jesus said, I am. What we do is run to God and snatch things away from God, walk away. But let me tell you one thing, sisters and brothers. There's a stop sign off the road. So this is it now. You rejected me many times. and still love you. And you persuaded from me, and I still love that you. You've been disobedient unto me, and I still love that you. You stole from me, and I still love that you. You took tithes and did what you wanted to do with it, and I still love you. And here you come again and ask me to go to my Father and ask me to give you this and give you that. What did you do with the money you had? Oh, gave it to the dogs. Now you can't even go back to the dogs and ask for a dime. Not even a quarter. Oh, hallelujah. You took the money the wrong way. My great God, why give that guilt unto the dog? In my Father's house are many mansions. He said, it wouldn't have been so, I wouldn't have told you. So I would go in a place and repair place for you. And he didn't say, if I go and repair a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. He said, if I go. Oh, God. He said, if I go. Oh, Lord, I say, I love you. If I go, repair a place for you. He ain't repairing. Jesus didn't go. The Father didn't send his Son to repair a place for the devil and his angels. For him, for the children that he have called out of darkness. Though they have set themselves aside so God can use them at any times and anywhere. Oh, quick God. But those that love God at any time and any time of night. Have you had a hangout party with him? Oh, my God. Do you really love him enough to deny yourself? Do you really love him enough to give God everything you got? Oh, God, you don't own nothing, baby. You don't own nothing in this world. Stop loving your husband so that he's a God to you. Stop loving your kids so that they're God to you. Oh, the stuff going to soon fade away. Hey, now, praise the Lord, everybody. When my husband left me, went to hell or heaven, I don't know where he went. I didn't well on God about it because I was trying to seek and see really where he was. And then the Spirit spoke to me and said, listen, daughter, that he just like a fly would whizzing away. That I'd be the best husband that you ever had in your life. I said, oh, thank you. I don't quite understand. But he'll never fail me yet. Always make ways out of no ways. Never let nothing slip upon you. If you live right and seek God right, he won't let nothing slip upon you. Do you believe that God said, I am the way, the truth, and the life? Do you want the bread of life that you shall continue to live? Why not live for Jesus and go home and live forever? Oh, when the trumpet sounds, he's dead in Christ, going to rise first and go back home with Jesus and the Father. Are you willing? Are you willing to live right? Are you willing to come out of sin? Are you willing to give up this world to send for a man named Jesus? Oh, God, are you willing the way you set up in these trying times for a man named Jesus? Everything going down, church, but the word of God. Oh, my great God. Everything going down but the word of God. You know what? There's a sad thing happened on last week. Last week and this week, too. Thing happened on this week. This other day. Nothing for you to get upset about, but pray. Because we're in the last days. We're living in the last evil days. If the people that God called out of this world well, I'm themselves and pray and turn from the wicked ways. Then some of these things could be turned. Oh, no. I want JoJo to come, and I will not knock to knock on the door. But I'm going to tell you something, sis. Let me tell you something, brother. And straight on that packet, you gave up what you had. Devil in your home. You got them all in your life and all in your mind. You let Salem came and smack the love of Jesus from you. Oh, come back while you got a chance. Did you believe? Do you believe that Jesus said, I am the way? Do you believe that Jesus said, I am the way? Your ways cannot please Jesus if you go into this house. Oh, you got to be clean. Clean hands, clean mind to go in the house of the Lord. I heard a mother said one time, say, I'm just holding on to Jesus come. I didn't quite understand it. She said, I'm holding on to Jesus come. Oh, my God. Well, sooner or later, I found out what she meant by holding on. She didn't give up the trials and the tribulation. She didn't give up when she went through hell and brimstone. She didn't give up when she pushed back to the corners, when they misused her. She didn't give up, but she held on to a man named Jesus, the unchanging hand. Oh, so she go into this house, not built by hand. Jesus, he said, I'll go and prepare a place for you if you live right. Everybody's not going in the house of God. Everybody's not coming into this house because they're not living right. Leaders have walked away from God. They don't have compassion for the peoples of God like they should have. Huh? Oh, my God. Church doors, write it down. Huh? I'm not telling anyone. It's in the time. Oh, God, I'm looking for the touch doors. Going to be closed soon and buried soon. Huh? Oh, great God Almighty. Huh? If you hadn't hung out with him New Year's Eve night to wee hours in the morning, he could have talked to you, show some self that could soon come in this year. get ready, saint, to pray like never before. If you saying you're a saint, you need to pray day and night. Turn your plate down for Jesus that he could speak to you. Preachers don't live right anymore. They worry about who prays the tithes, who prays the dimes, who's the nickels and quarters coming in. But if you feed them the bread from heaven, they will give you their tithes. It's on the water zone. They won't steal and take from God. But if you're not feeding them correctly, the food from heaven, oh God, I love you so. If you're not feeding the bread from heaven, that they can get deliverance and be set free. Sure, that spirit will wander to be fed by someone else and not by you. Get mad if you want to. But go, I go, he said, if now. You know why he said if? I believe why he said if. Because he knew everybody wasn't going to love him. He said, if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Are you ready? Do you believe that Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, the life? Last week, I told you prayer changes things. Have you been praying? Don't pray, though. Wait a minute. Wait. Look back. Don't pray standing up in the synagogue to be seen of men's or women's. They don't have no heaven or hell than to put you in. Oh, my God. I said, I love you. That I may go away and prepare a place for you. And where I go, you know, and the way you know, there are many times people have been into the sanctuary of God. And they couldn't find the spirit of living God there. They couldn't get deliverance and they could not get help. They went out burdened down, wounded, and hurt by a friend. Because the leaders don't take time to humble themselves and pray and seek and turn from their wicked ways. God is soon to come and deal with you, sister, brother. I'm telling you what I know. If God gave you a work and a mission, he said greater work than these that you did that he have done. But you don't live right. You don't love his people. You got to show compassion to the people of God. This is what God said. Greater work. How can you do greater work when you scatter the fence? Today, you're reading me something else. Tomorrow, you're reading me different from something else. Stay in one book. Get in your book with your grandma and granddaddy and mom used to use. Not translated to people of God. God said, take nothing from it and add nothing to it. But you have done. What you going to say when you stand before a just God? I told you not to do it. You fed my people the wrong word. Took and gave it to the dogs. Oh, my God. That time I said, Lord. How can we know the way? You mean to say you've been going to the church all these many years, 20 years and 5 years and 6 years, and don't know the way yet? Have this leader not told you the way? It's regular sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life. Huh? All this time you've been going to the church, and he have not told you if you sin, you're going to hell. All this time you've been going into the house of God, walking in and out of the house of God, that you didn't stop fornicating, you're going to hell. You'll stop drinking and lying, you're going to hell. Preach the truth, nothing but the truth, so help you, God. People that have been told by God, teach the truth, that are going to set the people free. They're bound behind sin. They done gave up God for something that said straight from the devil. Why are you going to let the devil take your joy from you? No wonder you can't have a dime. No wonder you don't have no money, because you took it and gave it to the dogs. You had gave God his tithe and his offering, you wouldn't have been in such a fix you already in. Get mad if you want me. Should I prepare a place for you? You won't be going there. Get mad. You ain't going in God's house stealing and taking from him. He goes, say, part from me. I know you not. But you go say, well, I cast out demons. Oh, God, I feel that running. I cast out demons, and I pray for sister so-and-so. He said, I don't even know you. Spirit of Antichrist, spirit of disobedience, cannot enter into the house of God. Thomas said, you show us now. You show us the Father. And he didn't know that Jesus, well, he was right with him, walking with him every day. Feeding him, and he still didn't know him. There's a lot of people going in and out of church of God and still don't know God. If the leaders would come back onto the old landmark, get you a good Bible, get you one of my old King James Bible, once your grandmama and granddaddy used to use, ain't been translated. But you get them things that's been translated and fooling the people of God. God gonna get you for it, because he said in his word, don't take nothing from it. And don't add nothing to it. Jesus said, I am. Jesus said unto him, I am the way. Don't you believe it? Thomas there. Down, we got some right now running around here, down Thomas. Preachers ain't standing up for God, standing up for a dime and a quarter. Fornicating all in the church. God gonna close the doors, baby doll. You been selling drugs on the other hand, God gonna close the doors. Oh, I am the way, the truth and the lie. Do you believe it? Do you believe Jesus the way? Do you believe that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the lie? Do you believe it? Why are you going to stay here in this upside down world and die and go to hell? All the word of God been put out into the highways and byways. All he asks you to believe and give him praise. David said, I will lift my eyes unto the hills. Don't let Satan steal your joy. Come back, because there's a stop sign before you. This is why you, let me tell you a secret. Oh, you already know it, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Oh, God. Why you can't do right, why everything going all bottom side up in your home, out your home, all this kind of stuff. Children don't act right, home no one do right, money in your pocket, ain't hardly got ghosts in your house, ain't got gas throughout your car, ain't got no new shoes, ain't got no nothing, because you gave your money you had, you gave it to the dogs. So to say, I'm Jesus, I'm going to give you my 10 cents. Oh, scared. You scared what the devil might say to you. Why live with the devil all your life and die and go to hell? You won't be able to go in this house. He's put in my father's house are many mansions. Clean up your act. Clean up. Jesus said, I am the way. Did you believe it? Well, you know, he was alone back during this time. Jesus let him feel the nail prints in his hands, even in his feet and his side. He's not going to do that anymore for us. It's a spirit thing that we have to catch a fire to. This is a spiritual work. Now, he's not coming back for you to put your hands in the nail print. Now, back it up. Ask you, back it up. Jesus can ask you to hold up through the leaders that are shown up and ordained by God. So watch out now. I want everybody to mount up. Oh, woo, 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 woo. To mount up. So I'm going to take all you on a journey now. Oh, God, do you want to go on a journey with Jesus? You want to go to a place you've never been in before in your life? A spiritual place. It's a spiritual work. It's a spiritual work we got to do. Paul said at one time, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand the wiles of the devil. Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? Has the Holy Ghost been given to you? Do you have it? Do your leader have it? Do your sister and brother have this Holy Ghost that teaches you? We got to have the Holy Spirit within us. And then with power from on high, a power that will keep you. Salvation is free, but the anointing, which is going to cost you. Jesus, the Father sent the Son had the anointing, and all the Son is asking you to come unto me, and I will make you to become fishermen of men. Do you want to be made? Do you believe God? Stop taking God money from him. You don't ever have nothing. A lot of stuff you took to leave belongs to you. This is why you're having such a hard time. So you say, you don't have to live this way. Give this world up. Well, I see you talking like a fool. I am in a way. I'm an in the world, but I am not a doer of this world. There are preachers all over the world stepping in and out of God. But woe unto you when God come back. Stay with God that you may help his children. God has sheep and not of his folks as of yet. Those that he have chosen out of darkness, call them to mount up in the spirit realm. Oh, great God, I'm sorry. The other night I was hanging out with a man named Jesus, and he mounted me up with some more people that were praying on the line. Oh God. He mounted me up with some more people were saying the same thing that I was saying to him. Come and save somebody, or clean them up, pull them out of the world of sin, call them out of darkness. Mind me up to pray together with them. Two believers, someone that's sold out to God, somebody not playing with God. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. Now, great God, you said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You mean to say that you've been in the church all a long time and don't know who Jesus is? But you cannot get over your leader, sweetheart, if you don't know him or she don't know him. You ain't no way in the world for you to know him. So this is why you had to get up on somebody that's been ordained and called by God. Everybody ain't been called. They just went. I heard a man told me one time, see, evangelist, ask you. I said, yes, you know, they really know the Bible. I said, what the devil do, too? And walked away. You don't play with me because I don't play because I've been through hell and brimstone. I came out. I've been fires. Oh, God, I must say, I've been through some fires and brimstones. You can't fool a child of God, one that a God have called on a damn. Oh, my God, my God. And he said, well, they can really use the word of God because they know the word. Now, and the devil know it, too. But is he living right? Do they have the anointing? Did you know not say them God kinked out one of the beautiful angels that could sing heaven out, heaven on high? And God, they want to be over God? You cannot be over your leader, sister, and brother. Sit down somewhere. Good God, get your own work. Oh, my God. And Philip said unto him, suffer me to know him. I don't even know him. You mean say you're going to church, you don't know this. You don't know. Listen here. You should be able to know those that are labeled among you. We're in trying times. We're in the last and evil days. Joel said he will pour out his spirit on all flesh, those that believe. Though that will accept him. Jesus is not going to push his way out on you. He's not going to make you believe. You got to open up yourself when you pray, ask God to give you that undoubt belief out and give that believe that you will believe he can do anything. And Philip said, it's the Father. He said, I am the Father, the Father's in me, and I'm in the Father. They're one. They're not divided. But people that said they love God, they are divided. But God said, come unto me. Come together and pray and seek my faith. I don't know who they was. I don't know who the peoples was. But he mounted me up with them over the spirit realm. And we prayed till heaven came down that night. Woo, Jesus. Oh, shut up. You're in the world, but you're not the world. You're not a doer of this world. You know what I'm saying to you? Give it up. Honey. Find stuff, find jewelry, find whatever you like. I don't know what you like. Don't let me tell you what I like, but you got something to say about it, too. But anyway, what I like, I don't worship it, but I like it. I like them. Yeah, I like them. I don't worship them. But I love this man named Jesus. Don't let your husband be your God. Pull you away from the good. Good to have, but he's going to fade away. Everything going to fade away but this word of God. Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, belongs to me. That's what it said. Jesus said unto him, have you been with me in such a long time? You mean to say you've been in that church all these many years and don't know God? You can't get over the apple tree, honey. The apple tree don't have no apples and they got plums on it. Something's wrong with the milk and it ain't clean. Tell me, knock, knock, knock on the door, and then you all forgot all about being clean. That's all right. That's right. Just you like to stay with it. Then it also said, do you not believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me? Do you not believe that Jesus is in the Father and the Father in him? Do you not believe that? Can you believe that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light? Do you believe Jesus is the light of this world? Jesus said, in the beginning, book of Genesis, in the beginning, there was light. He created light. He spoke it and the kingdom of Jesus. And he said that was good. He made light that we will not walk in darkness, but you still rather have darkness and have God. Darkness rather than sin. What done in light, gonna be shining. What done in dark, gonna be shining. What done in the darkness, just back it up, back it up, back. What was done in the darkness, baby, coming to the light. The head finna be bust open right now. Watch what I say. Put it down. Put it down. Put it down. You're going to walk and say, I thought so-and-so showing up had it, was saved. I thought they were saved. Look at them now. Shut your mouth and pray for them. You pray for your president. Pray for leaders that over you, over this world. They're not, they don't know God. They are this world. This world cannot save us. The world cannot help us. The world cannot deliver us. Only thing about somebody can deliver us is Jesus. The one that created all things. Some of these things are coming in stuck with the word of God. Huh? My God, stop paying church. Stop going into the house. I mean, you can't get nothing in that house, God. Get out of there. Get your bag and walk out of there. Don't say nothing about those people. Nope. Don't do that. Don't do that. If you don't like what they're doing, don't you say nothing about them. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to help somebody. The word I speak unto you. He spoke up and said, Jesus said, I am the word. It came from his Father. They are one. Well, I spoke to you. He spoke up to those that he sent me. And I'm telling you to come. All I'm asking you to come and believe that I am, that I am. And the Father well with him, and the work that I do is of him. The work that God is trying to get you to do for him is from God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Do you have the Ghost? Do you have the Holy Ghost with an empower? Or do you just have a zeal of God, not a calling to knowledge? Oh, great God, I'm sorry. I mean a zeal, God, but not a calling to knowledge. You don't love him anymore. Believe not that I am the Father. Believe me that I am in, not out, in the Father. We're in the Father. And the Father in me. You got to believe that both are one. Believe that the Father in him and he's in him. And one. They're not divided. But the church is divided now. The church is divided. I know. I ain't going to this church. I don't like brother so-and-so and that teacher. I don't like the way they teach. Shut your mouth and pray and seek God and he'll teach you where to go. If you're not being fed, that's stay away from there. If God sent you to have to pray, you said to God, take the move. Don't you? Verily, verily, I said unto you, he who believeth in me, the work that I shall do, greater work than these that shall you do. If you live right, if you clean up yourself, greater works. If I had not put my plate down, if I had not turned away from sin, if I had not gave up the right for the live for Jesus. If I have not gave up my children to live for Jesus. If I have not give up this house, everything at home for Jesus, he wouldn't have let me connect with those people on the other night. And they was praying and saying the same thing that we are having. Heavenly language prayers, heavenly language songs, heavenly language. Because to come up a little higher in the word of God. Connect me with some people that I never met in the spirit realm before. And they were so all the way out for God. Nothing but Jesus. I would have never met up with them, huh, in the spirit realm, but I took my plate down. I took my water down. I brought my bread down. I brought everything down. And found out there was some more people were praying besides me. Jesus connected me with them. We had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time in the Word of God. These things come by fasting and praying. You hear what I said? Thomas didn't know him, and some of us don't know him right now. And he said, the greater work that he shall do than he did. Time almost up. He said, if you believe the Father, you believe so in me. He said, verily, verily, I said unto you, whosoever, are you one of them whosoever? Who believeth in me? You could be one of them whosoever. You could be one of them. Whosoever believe it. Whosoever will do the work. Would you do that? Would you would be one of them whosoever do the work of the Lord? Don't take from God. Greater work than these shall you do. And you're going to my Father. I'm going to my Father so you can do greater work than what I did. He's going to repay you. Are you willing to take the consequences? Are you willing to be denied? Are you willing to be pushed back for a man named Jesus? And whosoever shall, and what, 13 said, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, I will do it. Let's go back over. And soever, that's what it said, whatsoever, ye shall ask in my name, that I will do. If you live right, stop stealing from me, lying, backbiting, sneaking in, wicked ways, crony-minded, everything that are unpleased, unclean with God, come out of darkness. You can have these things that God is saying in this book. Do you believe that God said, I am the way, the truth, and the life? Do you believe? God not going to give you everything you desire because you don't need it right now. You will know how to accept it. He would have never let me get caught up with those other peoples. It was fools all together that night, full day. Saying the same thing. This is what God said. We got to say the same thing. We got to pray and say the same. Oh, God. We got to say and say the same thing. To keep the peoples now in a torment. They don't know what to do and how to go. The world can save us. The world cannot help us. Money answers all things. Watch out, brothers, sisters. Your job may be snatched away from you. Keep mistreating God, the one that woke you up this morning. The one that laid you down last night, gave you another chance to wake up in your right mind. Watch. Watch as well as pray. I'm trying to warn somebody. Stop taking from God. I will do without water and bread. And steal from my God, because he will feed you. The word of God will feed you that you won't be hungry. It will give you water in the need of times. You know what Joel said? He will pour the spirit of all flesh when you come together. Whatsoever you ask when you pray, believe it, I give it to you, that my Father may be glorified through the Son. And let me tell you one thing. You're not going to keep getting God blessed and holding your head up and walking away from him. It's just a stop sign in front of you, brother, sister. You've been lying and cheating and sticking from God. That's why you can't have nothing. How you think you're going to continue to have something lying and going on to God? God said he'll give you the desire in your heart if you do right. Huh? Well, she old, he young, she don't know what he's got, what they done, how old he is, and all this kind of stuff. And how young they are. You worry about Jesus, because he's soon to come. Some of the stuff you seen the other day, just the other day, down in Orlando, Florida. All the stuff, the will of God, it must happen. Because we don't turn ourselves back from a living God to this will of stuff. If you don't, I got to have me a brand new shoes. I got to, hush, girl, you're like, yeah, I like them. You got to have brand new houses, brand new this, brand new all that, brand new all this stuff. This stuff going to fade away. I told him just this morning, I said, I've created me a clean and a righteous heart that I would love nobody else but you. Oh, my God. Clean it out, clean it out, clean it out. Take it out, take it out. Take the taste of the food away. I could seek you the most. Seeking time. Pray for your neighbors, your friends, your enemies. Do good to those that mistreat you. Prayer will change things. Glorify God. Pray for your leaders. Pray for those that God have over you. Don't down them, don't mistreat them. because those are the ones that God have up and have delayed before God you, that you may get help. And that you may be able to be healed and set free from all these darkness in the world. And this Father may be glorified. If you should ask anything in my name, I will do it. You won't get his head stepping, I tell you right now. Ain't no point in that because you ain't going to get it. You're not going to get it and live in sin, get the best of God and walk around here and live in sin. You ain't going to get it. Y'all don't care about you getting mad. You're not going to get what you desire from the Lord and live in sin. You ain't going to get it. When you come clean, that God to clean right, you are clean and a righteous heart. David said it. They said, create in me a clean and a righteous heart, O God, and a right spirit that will within me. But you don't want that. You want this what, rich and famous? Oh, please, put it out the back door. No, I'm not no knock on the hole. Get back. You got to tell knock not to get back, honey. He's a flu-footed man. Flu-footed woman, too. Short skirt, pants hanging down. You love that kind of stuff. Oh, shine shoes. You like limousine all the ride on around the high ride. Oh, play. Cadillac. Oh, get away, man. The son said he's going to pray to the Father that he will send us another comforter, which that's the Holy Ghost. And when you get to receive the Holy Ghost, you, honey, you got something that won't keep you. In Jesus' name, it's power. Holy Spirit is power and love and kindness. And I heard him say one time in the book of John that I'm in the vine. I'm in the part of the vine. And Jesus is the husband keeper of this vine. In the 6th chapter, 15th chapter, John said that to me. He is the vine. And I'm one of the branches. And if I cut away from this vine, I prosper myself nothing. I'm on my way to hell and can't see it. I'm on my way to hell and don't know it. You cannot get the blessing of God and walk away from him. You better stop it. Now you got to stop time from you. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help somebody. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask anything in my name. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. People do not want God. They don't want the true word of God. And they don't love him. The world don't love God. The world don't have anything but God's children to the world end. Preachers cannot take you to heaven. They don't have no heaven to put you in. And they don't have no hell to put you on. But they can teach you the way of God. Tell you to come out among them, be separated, so Joshua said. Come out among them, be separated. Get the spirit of a living God that lives in us. Jesus is praying for the spirit of God that for the believers. The song went and repaired the place for us. He said, I'm going to pray that God will send you another comforter, which is of the Holy Ghost. We got the king in prayer. When you witness to people and they will accept you, that's your feast up for a testimony. Don't talk about them. Don't send it about them. We thank praise God for the word. Thank God for all things. Don't forget Sunday. It's going to be a blowout. Prophet Martha Williams, I really appreciate you for letting me come over on your side of town just for a few minutes. Bless the sick and the shut in everywhere. And Jesus, prison bound, governors everywhere, preachers everywhere, sisters and brothers everywhere, that those that love God. Pull those that don't love God out of the world of sin. Oh, my God, I said thank you. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in our sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, be blessed. See you next week. Believe that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in our sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Watch as well as pray. Don't forget Tuesday night. I'm going to mention it right quick. Tuesday night. There's a blowout, I tell you. Ooh, it's going to be a shining good time. I thank and praise God for all things. I really do pray. Thank God for Prophet William. Open up the line just so I can come over there for just for a little while. Oh, God bless whatever she needs right now in Jesus. Bless whatever she needs. The word of God in Jesus' name, I pray. Oh, God, bless whatever she needs to carry on your work in the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, be blessed. We'll see you next week. Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jesus.